Years after a devastating fish kill in 1996, Lake Trafford supporters are seeing a long-awaited change. Restoration of the distressed 1,500-acre lake has begun. It continues 24 hours a day for the next 6 to 9 months. The plan is to remove the nutrient-laden bottom, which formed as a result of too much fertilizer runoff and the natural aging of the lake. The 8.5 million cubic yards of muck range from 9 inches in some places to 9 feet in others. It causes algae blooms, which deplete oxygen in water, killing fish and vegetation.
There was a tremendous amount of fish that were killed. Bass population just depleted tremendously. And that got us going for the restoration of the lake.
Edward Oleski runs the Lake Trafford Marina. He's especially interested in the method of repairing his beloved lake. The muck bottom will essentially be vacuumed to a disposal site on former farmland about a mile away from the lake.
They have like a big suction dredge and are pumping it from Lake Trafford to a spoil site, which they have 640 acres. There's several big dikes on that spoil site where they'll pump the muck into that. It'll settle down, the water will filter and come back, and it'll actually enter back into the lake.
The Oleskis have been leaders of the grassroots effort to save the lake, particularly Edward's late wife, Annie.
My wife especially, who was passed last year, she went and spoke to a lot of the different organizations and had us moved up on the restoration list. And as we moved up, we found people donating money. We got to other agencies to fork in money and donate, and they finally got the restoration started.
A county park on the lake shore is named in Ann Oleski's honor. As the automatic dredge removes the muck and the filtered water returns, the lake is expected to revert back to its original state of health. Director of the Big Cypress Basin section of the South Florida Water Management District, Clarence Tears, says the restoration is important because Lake Trafford is the largest natural lake south of Lake Okeechobee. It's the headwaters of the Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary, the Corkscrew Regional Ecosystem Watershed, and the Fakahatchee Strand System, which includes the Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge.
It's really the heart of our whole ecosystem, and during the dry years, you know, this is the area where the fish spawn, the wildlife feeds. It's like the Publix of the wildlife. By restoring this lake and keeping it healthy, we sustain probably what I call a diamond in the rough of our community for the future.
Associate Professor of Marine and Ecological Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University, Wynn Everam, says while this restoration plan will improve the lake, it is not the final step.
This isn't a permanent solution. You know, it fixes the lake. And at some point in the future, it may have to be done again. And we're trying to figure out whether or not the things that are done now can be modified in such a way to make it have to be longer rather than shorter.
The restoration plan also calls for follow-up water quality and vegetation monitoring for up to 5 years after the completion of dredging. Everham and his students plan to be an integral part of the process.
We're going to be responsible for trying to design what the long-term monitoring plan will be, what kinds of things we should be measuring ongoing. And then one of my graduate students will be developing a simulation model of the lake dynamics to try to predict what's going to happen post-restoration.
Plans are also being made for the sale of the dredged organic material as soil amendment, with the proceeds being applied to the post-dredging monitoring and educational efforts. Clarence Tears says the memory of a healthy Lake Trafford, with ample amounts of wildlife and its implications for the surrounding economy, is a driving force behind the restoration.
The healthier the lake is, the more people that'll visit the lake for sport fishing. You know, sport fishing can drive an economy through the purchase of fish tags, lures, bait, gas, food. In addition, a lot of people go to the lake from all over the country and all over the world to view wildlife and alligators, to see nature.
It's estimated the 1996 fish kill stole $300,000 from the local Immokalee economy. The dredging could be completed in 6 to 9 months. For WGCU News, I'm Pam Geiser.